And now we have a small selection of letters from the readers of the Norwich Evening News over the last 7 days. Our first two letters contain memories of Nicholas Parsons, who recently died. Tom Carver of Haslett's Close, Norwich, remembers his hosting of Just a Minute at the Meadowmarket Theatre. I was sorry to hear of the death of broadcasting legend Nicholas Parsons and interested to read the tributes in the paper on January the 29th. I was always impressed by his wit, professionalism and apparent youthfulness, even at the age of 96, as compere of Radio 4's Just a Minute. Your tributes mention his Norwich roles as host of Sale of the Century and at the Theatre Royal. But if memory serves, he also hosted Just a Minute recordings at the Meadowmarket Theatre many moons ago. I recall that Clement Freud was one of the panellists.
Mrs. C. Timms of Salhouse actually took part in Sale of the Century. How sad to hear of the passing of Nicholas Parsons. I have been a fan of this charming star since 1983, when I was very privileged and proud to have met him on Sale of the Century, filled here in Norwich. Game shows were much more sedate then and gentle, and Nicholas was the ideal question master. I believe it may have been one of the last made. He was beautifully spoken, clear and concise. The format of the programme meant him speeding up in each round as the questions attracted more money for the answers. But the only falter and enforced retake came at the very end when, fortunately for me, the winning prize choice was revealed and Nicholas had forgotten to bring his spectacles, so he had to retake, with me pretending that I hadn't seen what was hidden behind the curtain. I was very thrilled to have won the game and have lovely photographs with him and the girl helpers. His involvement with Just a Minute is well known and documented. Seeing the programme made in our Theatre Royal was hysterically funny. Nicholas had started his working life as an engineer and was a skilled horologist. To my delight, a tribute to this long-lived star was shown on TV the evening following his death. His lifelong longing to see Marie Antoinette's clock, the most expensive clock in the world, finally happened. I commend this programme to you. It's entertaining and informative and charming. Why, oh why, was this man not knighted for his contribution to entertainment? People who have done much less are.
We next have a letter from Mr. R.A. Seaman of Marsham, urging Norfolk County Council to reconsider the route for the Norwich Western Link. Re-Norwich Western Link. After hearing on Radio Norfolk recently about the survey of bats in the wood where the proposed Western Link would pass through, and seeing Inside Out East, I would ask Norfolk County Council, even at the 11th hour, to reconsider the most popular Route D and try to persuade Highways England to help by changing the dualling of the A47 to bridge over the River Tud, closer to Euston. This would save money in reducing the number of split-level junctions and less disruption of traffic while dualling is taking place. It would also mean that NCC would save public money, as the route would be shorter. It's cheaper not to have a bridge to build, and saving the £1.2 million to buy Pump Lane Farm. At least consider it.
And finally, we have a letter from Mike Howman of Noland Grove, Norwich, asking why the bus company First was not deploying its new low-pollution vehicles in the city. Great news that First has at last invested £5.3 million on new buses. New, comfortable, high-tech and fuel-efficient transport long overdue. Shame, then, that these buses are dedicated to the Norwich and Peterborough route, which, I believe, has a limited number of passengers per trip. given the level of air pollution in Norwich, would it not be more beneficial to use these low pollution vehicles in the city? The less efficient buses could then disperse any pollution over 80 miles of travel instead of concentrating it around Norwich. Selfish maybe, but interim until the new fleet is enlarged. They could replace the many aged buses, some sporting O2 plates, making them 18 years old. The service 23, 23A, 24, 24A on Dereham Road that I regularly use is nearly always full, often late and sometimes cancelled. Many improvements are required to the public bus service in Norwich. Lay-bys, shelters and electronic information boards spring to mind. Hopefully, funds can be found to facilitate this. Norwich City Council, Norfolk County Council, wants to discourage cars from the city centre, subsidising the bus services and spending less on largely unused cycle lanes makes sense to me. And that is all for letters this week.